I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now. This hour is devoted solely to you. We're going to open up our phone lines. A week ago today, the wipeout election in Nevada. And by the way, a wave. We said it wasn't a wave, but little by little, Democrats are taking seats away from Republicans all across the country. And a lot of people asking the question, so what's going on out there? Is our nation changing? Is the electorate changing? Are the demographics changing? Anyway, down in Florida, they're still counting votes. And one of the things, it was interesting last night on the cable news shows, they talked a lot about the issue of potential fraud. And I know they say, well, there's no, you know, law enforcement in Florida says there's no evidence of voter fraud. Just because you don't catch them at it does not mean there is no voter fraud. I'm sorry. It's like the argument they use along our southern border. You know, they always say, well, you know, apprehensions are down. You know, and they always use that as an excuse that nobody's getting across our border. The fact is, that's not true. Just because you don't catch people doesn't mean there isn't crime going on, or in this case, fraud going on. You simply cannot tell me that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Scott. Scott, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hello. Quite a shellacking we took, huh?
Yeah. I mean, no. It was a major league butt kicking, is what it was.
Yeah, I know. This state is so blue, it's disgusting. Yeah, we voted in 2016 for Donald Trump, and well, of course, you know the result of that in this state. Hillary took it. My wife and I are disabled senior citizens. We call the RNC because we didn't have a ride to get down to the Cunningham Elementary School to vote during the midterms. During the last hour, we were sitting outside waiting and waiting and waiting, and then we called up and I asked, is someone picking us up? I mean, these midterms are very important. They said, well, we'll call you back in less than an hour. And that call never came in. 1 hour went by, 2 hours went by. So I said to my wife, well, you know, this election is very important. We pushed our walkers a mile and a half down to the Cunningham Elementary School and voted, you know, then pushed our walkers back a mile and a half to get back home. And then we took this shellacking, and we're not going to even vote anymore. I mean, I'm going to say what Hillary Clinton said. What difference at this point does it make? You know, I'm disgusted.
Now, I will tell you what would have happened if that had been a Democrat and you were calling the DNC, or you were calling the Clark County Democrats. They would have had a union member at your front door in 30 minutes.
A union, yeah, exactly.
No. I mean, that's just the way they do things. Did we have a get out the vote effort? I'm sure we did. Clearly, we did not get enough out. We didn't get enough out to win. Scott, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. No, boy, what a great caller. And again, when you lose, all of this stuff comes out. It's the same way as in a baseball. When you don't hit, it makes every other aspect of your game suspect. Defense, pitching, you know. No, I'm sorry, but that is true. That when you don't win, the slings and arrows are out. But there is a real life. Scott is a real life story of what went wrong last Tuesday. They sat around all day waiting, quote, for a ride to the polls. Remember that? We always say that. If you need a ride, you call you. And normally you call your candidate or you call the county Republican Party. And at least in this one instance, you've now got a couple disabled who are just saying, I'm giving up on voting. I'm done. I tried. I'm done. Bob, talk to me. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. Love your show.
Thank you.
My health is lousy, but I got up and I went to the primary and I voted for my choices. Now, the election, I had an obligation to vote the lesser of two evils, which was Republican, and I will never stop trying and I will never stop voting.
Let me ask you this. Did you even consider none of the above?
No. I mean, it's too important to get the Republicans in there. Again, lesser of two evils. I had a chance. People have a chance to get to the primary and get their candidates in. How do we get that accomplished?
Well, simply put, more emphasis needs to be put on the primaries because the primaries is where you weed out the bad guys, the guys who were charged with desertion by the military, the guys that end up in jail during the election and who will be in jail probably till March, that's when you weed those people out. Do we need to do a better job of vetting as a party? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's what you do in a primary election. Is you vet candidates. Can they raise money? Do they have a chance to win? I mean, do it like the rich people do it. You know what the rich people do? You know what Sheldon Adelson does? He's got people headed up by a good guy named Andy Abood, and they vet candidates. Everybody and their brother wants to get a check from Sheldon Adelson. He doesn't give money out to everybody, but he has people like Andy Abood, a good guy, he's been on the show before, and they vet candidates. Do they have a legitimate chance to win? And that's why, you know, the we always poo-poo it. Well, it's just the primaries. Come on. No big deal. Well, it turns out it is a very, very, very big deal. Hey, all in-studio guests on Live and Local now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, two for $3. You want to save even more money on real water? It's easy. Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does and thousands of families all across Southern Nevada. Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. They bring it right to your front door, and they save you money in the process. realwaterhomedelivery.com. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? Mike will be leading us off in our next segment. We're talking about what happened a week ago today, not just here in Nevada, but across the country as well. I've got two lines open. You want to seize one of them now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's health care options. We can help you find health care plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Las Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Celebrate Thanksgiving at Ichabod's. They're going to have a big do. A traditional holiday meal featuring your choice of oven-roasted turkey, homemade honey-baked ham, lamb chops, Chardonnay walleye, or slow-cooked prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4, and all Thanksgiving Day specials come with a piece of holiday pie and all the Turkey Day football you can watch. These specials, by the way, begin 12 noon Thanksgiving Day. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, back to your phone calls we go. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm very, very frustrated. I got a message for your previous caller on the walker. I don't know if I believe him. Take a cab. It's a mile and a half. There are two of you. This is once every 2 years. Don't you dare tell me you don't have $5 in your pocket. And don't you dare tell me you're never going to vote again. Now, that's that. All right, look, now my analysis here might be incorrect. Assuming there is no fraud, and there might be fraud, Wayne Allen Root is asserting it. The Warrior Princess has been talking about this for 2 years. Your great caller in Ely, Robert, has been talking about this. I love when he calls. There might be fraud here. Wayne Allen Root said yesterday he had a great show, even though, you know, we don't get along, that Trump should have been on this and sending marshals, et cetera, et cetera. But you can't say, you know, your argument is like, well, there's no proof of God, doesn't mean God doesn't exist. But, you know, that's a theological argument you're applying here. We have to examine it. And this black woman, and that's a factor, who said, look, you're not coming in here. I don't have to show you nothing because they're third world, and that's what's going to happen. We have to get her out. And that's partly the Republican Party of Florida. Assuming there is no fraud, let's look at the other alternatives. You know, we had a smackdown in 2016. We had shock and awe from Trump. And now we got it reversed. We got shock and awe. What are the possibilities? I only listen to conservative radio. Maybe we underestimated the resentment against Trump. Maybe the Democrats are right. I'm saying maybe. The other thing is, you know, just because a female is a fighter pilot doesn't mean she could be a good senator. I don't know what went on in Arizona, but the pattern was very similar to here. You had a Republican state that elected, from listening to talk radio, a commie, a socialist, et cetera, et cetera. Now, maybe her message was better. Maybe the other person was inarticulate. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But as far as what happened here, I don't know either. I don't, you know, and if McDonald says he doesn't know, that's bad on him. The possibility here, now I'm going to give my RX, my prescription, which of course is going to be rejected, and I might be wrong. The Republican mantra, smaller government, no taxes. How about reversing it? Bigger government, more taxes. If health care, and that's an issue here, that you're paying $10,000 a year, $800 to $900 a month, you don't think that's a tax because it's not going to the government, it's going to the corporations? $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year for college, which is not addressed, that's not a tax because the stupid Republicans think only a tax is going to the government? We have to, I think, move left socially. And in addition to that, I know there's a left-wing policy. We have to crack down on law and order. We have to eliminate welfare.
But Mike, they tried this in the People's Republic of California. They found that if they did Medicare for all for the entire state of California, it would eclipse the entire state budget. The entire state budget.
Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
Are you there? Kevin, please. How does every civilized country in the world do this, and they spend less on their GNP than we do for medical care? We spend a fifth of our GNP or GDP, whatever they call it. We spend 19-20%, and these other countries do it for 12-14%. I read the statistics.
One of the reasons, Mike, that they can do this is they don't spend $700 million, or $700 billion, excuse me, $700 billion on defense. They spend 20. They spend 10.
I know, and
they don't have those kind of expenses. Now, the one thing I will say is, ask anybody in Canada or in the UK that needs some sort of operation, how long they have to wait for an operation.
Well, if it's an emergency, I assume they get it. If it's a hip replacement, maybe. Yes, we're going to have to ration it. How long can we keep an 85, 90-year-old woman alive on a machine?
And do you want the government to be the one rationing who gets the health care and who doesn't?
Well, what's your alternative? Killing the middle class? I don't know. Other countries do it. I think we're going to have. Look, aren't you Christians? Why are you afraid to die? All these Republicans, they believe in Christ. They believe that. Then all of a sudden, when you're 90 and your time is up and you're living on a ventilator and you can't urinate, what are you afraid of if you believe in eternal life? Or is that, I shouldn't bring that up.
No. One thing I will say, and I have some experience in this genre.
You know, with your mother, yeah.
Yeah, well, not just my mom, my dad, too. My mom and dad both said they declined care, and they say, you know, I'll just ride this out. And in my dad's case, it was like 7-9 days, something like that. With my mom, it was about 7 or 9 weeks, and she was gone. And they said, no, so I mean, don't paint with a broad brush, because there are people, there are Christians, in my case, Roman Catholic, that are not, that do believe there is something on the other side. The only point I'm trying to make, Mike, and it's that states are going to be bankrupted as the federal government pulls more and more money away from, for instance, the expansion of Medicaid. The Governor Sandoval and Dean Heller have been pushing.
Okay, well, I just think that's my prescription. I think we have to move left and take care of these things. And I know the reason why the Republicans don't want to reject social improvement. You know, it's religion again.
No, Mike, you don't get it. You don't get it. The reason why we avoid this like the plague is because eventually in this society there are going to be more takers than there are givers.
Right.
There are going to be more takers than there are producers. In our society. That's why. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. As we continue live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I did not know this. Did you know that the U.S. smoking rate has dropped to 14%? Yeah, they're getting ready for the Great American Smokeout beginning on Thursday. And right now, U.S. smoking rate down to 14%. Still, that's 35 million people who smoke. And I don't know how many of you have tried to quit smoking. I have a very special person in my life that has been trying to quit smoking. And it's been difficult. It's been a challenge. I don't know if anybody has any answers on what the best way to quit smoking. I have a person I used to work with over at CBS. She knows who she is. And I went out and I bought her the patch, like two different versions of the patch. And she quit smoking and to this day does not smoke. Now, I've always been one of those people where even in a bar, if you sit down next to me and start smoking, I will give you the evil eye. I don't like, I think it's fine when people want to smoke. If they want to kill themselves, be my guest, I guess. But I don't smoke. In fact, that's one of the few things I've never done. I've abused food and alcohol and all kinds of other things, I think, over the course of my lifetime. But the one thing I've never done is I've never smoked. I smoked weed in high school, a little bit in college. But I've never smoked, nicotine, cigarettes. I've just never done it. But I do know that it is a major challenge for a lot of people. And I feel for them. And, it's easy to say, well, just, pick yourself up by the bootstraps and quit. Go cold turkey. For instance, I went cold turkey on liquor. About, 3 years ago, something like that, I quit drinking. And my life is better for it. Now, everybody may not approach it the same way. I didn't need a 12-step program or any of that other. I just quit. In fact, I quit for Lent. I don't know if you know the story, but I quit smoking, I quit drinking. 3 years ago, something like that, and I just quit. I was done. And you'd walk into gaming bars. And the first thing they do is pour you a rum and Diet Coke. Then you have to say, I quit drinking. Just a Diet Coke will do for me, thank you. And that's how I did it. No magic, no 12-step program or any of that. I just quit. And with the grace of God, Now, to those of you that smoke, I know that it is an addiction, and I know it's difficult. But there are people, if the smoking rate is down to 14%, but that's still 35 million people. That's a lot of people that still smoke. Go into any gaming bar and you'll see it up close and personal. And you'll smell it, and you'll smell it on your clothes all night long and the next day. When you're sorting your clothes and you go, God, was somebody smoking? Then you smell your shirt or your top or whatever it is, your sweatshirt. And all of a sudden, it smells like smoke. Yeah. So anyway, congratulations to those of you who have found a way not to to quit smoking. And the smoking rate now down to 14%. Tell you what, let's go to James. James, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. I've been listening, and I've tried not to call in because I'm trying to take in this whole Republican loss. As your Democrat that calls you, I can tell you, I think there's something wrong when 90% of the Democrats won. I think the Republicans should be looking at some type of fraud. I can't believe how bad we went, or I should say how bad the Republicans went. And I voted Republican all the way down. Everybody I know did too.
James, explain to me though, when it comes to constitutional offices. And again, we had some flawed candidates like Dean Heller and Michael Roberson. But how does one Republican, Barb Zagafsky, who happens to be the Secretary of State, okay, how is it that one Republican survives and everybody else is wiped out?
I looked at the numbers. I looked and I went with the wife and we looked at everybody that won and everybody that lost. How do you have those kind of numbers? On this side of the aisle, I can tell you, I don't trust whatever happened. It does seem like fraud to me. I can't believe the Republicans lost that many seats and only a few Republicans survived. I just can't see it. The I want to say on my side, the mathematical numbers just can't show it.
Yeah.
And I can see how Mike McDonald and a few of those are really flabbergasted when the numbers were the other way. I think that they should probably go in, whether with the courts or whatnot, and see if this is, if there was something funny going on in the background. And I hate to say that for my own party, but it just doesn't seem logical. I hear them talk about messages and stuff like that, and we've talked about this before. They've done nothing to reach out across the aisle to the blue dogs. Nothing. Every Republican was or Democrat was bad or evil, and the independents, they needed to come across the aisle and start commercials. Hey, are you on the fence? Are you, you know, do you not like how your party's going? Come try the Republican Party. See if we can't do something for you or help you. Danny Tarkanian, I just seen this on Sunset and Las Vegas Boulevard. No tax on tips. That should have been a message hitting every casino in this town. Something I didn't see the Democrats do was hitting no tax on tips since Harry Reid enacted it back in the 90s. That would have been a huge message for the Republicans. And I've always said that if they go put more money in the people's pocket, they will respond to whichever party is willing to do that. And that message wasn't there. Their messaging is I'm not going to say wrong, but it's not hitting the money where it needs to be. You should have had volunteers with signs saying, we want to stop tax on tips outside of the casinos on the outway of employee parking.
Yeah, but hey, but no. We don't, just so you know, we don't do that. We don't block traffic outside the Cosmo. You know, that's something Democrats have perfected, and you know, civil disobedience and getting arrested and things. We don't do that.
I'm not into that either. No. They could, and you know, they have signs, and the signs could have been out, would have been helpful. I'm just saying, it's easy to say you don't do that, but when you're talking about a wipeout like this, something different has to come from the Republicans, and whatever it is, and we've been talking about it even with my friends, and it's like Michael McDonald. You can't figure out what exactly needs to change to get a different message across. I don't agree with your last caller about raising the taxes and stuff like that. That's not going to help. It's got to be something that they're not doing, and I don't think they're reaching across the aisle or getting the message out there to the right people to make them come over and vote Republican, frankly.
Can I tell you, that's why the Republican National Committee is sending a whole team into the state to take a look at votes, to take a look at ballots, and to sort this out. And it may take a couple of weeks for them to do this, but there are people that go through the analytics of an election, and they sort through all of that. And that's going to be going on in the coming weeks where, forensic election people, if you will, are going to come in, look at ballots, look at people, interview people, and find out what it is that actually happened. That's why Michael McDonald probably doesn't know. And I wouldn't even want to, I myself would not even want to hazard a guess without actually looking at the numbers and crunching the numbers. And that's what the RNC is going to be doing. We're going to take a quick break. We got a full board holding. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Back to your phone calls we go. Go to Katie. Katie, you're up and you're on live and local now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I know you're busy. I will try and be very brief. But in response to the gentleman and his wife who could not get to the polls through that ride, I would like to suggest, I know many people use the absentee ballot, but maybe that is something they don't really wish to do and would rather go. So it's a shame they cannot get those rides when so many of the opposition were definitely taken there. Also, with that primary ballot, and we're talking about people perhaps having an issue with that. When I went to early voting for primary, it was extremely confusing, not organized, not private. I saw people, if anyone asked an electoral employee there for help, those employees literally took over that person's ballot. They would scroll the ballot, look at it. I even had to ask one of the employees why he was looking over the top of my voting, literally looking at what I was doing. I said, is that necessary, sir? And, of course, then he stepped away. Now, that is the complete reverse of what we used to call our respectable private privilege to vote. I mean, the whole thing to me is, in my opinion, really open to so much fraud. And in today's Review Journal, I'd like to just point out three things I read. That in Georgia, they don't think it is even, they're not requiring the birth date of voters. It does not have to match their records as long as they have enough other information matching. That, not to have a birth date, that was always of utmost importance. And also that many states in the United States are now trying to overturn the outcome of the presidential election by saying that the popular vote of a state would override the electoral college vote.
Yeah.
And in today's, also one last thing, the immigrant mass of illegal people coming here have demanded, why aren't they getting a free bus ride to the U.S. border? I mean, Kevin, all of this really says fraud. We know what the opposition is doing, trying to get into power by people who are not at all qualified to vote. And that's what this whole thing is all about. President Trump wants to support and help and protect people who are responsible and who wish to have a good, safe life for their family and children and who are responsible for their own well-being and not blaming it on everybody else. Maybe they need to work harder. Whereas it seems to me the opposition is trying to get the exact kind of a person who is not well informed, who doesn't have the knowledge or ability to vote with any responsibility to take over a very good country, because they maybe know that they can't do it any other way.
Hey, Katie, let me just ask you, though. Is what you're trying to espouse the notion that we ought to have some sort of test, like a Civics 101 test?
For voters? Kevin, that's a great idea. In fact, you know, when we used to have to sign the registration form for primary or the official election, our signature was on paper and looked like our signature. Now when we do it on their internet system, my signature looks like a scribble. I say, can you even read? I mean, it seems like they're even obliterating.
If it looks like that, no, but the deal is, if it looks like the scribble that they have on record, that's what they go by. No, I think this thing is all screwed up. I think our electoral system is all screwed up, and the idea that's being espoused now of going away from the electoral college and moving towards popular vote, you know, one of these years it's going to be reversed, and you're going to end up with somebody that has, you know, that a Democrat has less popular vote and more electoral. I mean, you know what the system is. You know what the rules of the game is. And so you play the game that way. And you play to win. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We make it easy for you. 844-2-NEVADA. Do I owe you a break? I don't owe you a break, do I? Tell you what, let's do. Let's go back to your phone calls. I always find it fascinating when we just open up our phone lines. I absolutely love that. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. You were talking about possible voter fraud. Well, it is done, and here's an example. This was the 2016 presidential election. A James Madison University student, everybody can Google this, Andrew J. Spiles, S-P-I-E-L-E-S, 21, of Harrisonburg, Virginia, pled guilty to voter fraud. And it seems what he did, he worked for Harrisonburg Votes, which was a Democratic organization, according to the United States Attorney Rick A. Mountcastle. And what he did, ladies and gentlemen, is he registered 19 dead people to vote, only he made a big mistake. He registered the deceased father of a sitting Virginia judge, and the registrar caught it.
Oops.
So it was turned
Oops.
Over to the FBI.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine that?
So,
it's like trying.
Yeah. So there's an example.
It's like trying
Go
to
ahead,
hold.
Kevin.
It's like trying to hold up a cop, an off-duty police officer.
Right.
And you go, oops, I'm sorry,
right,
he's armed.
Yeah, but it is done, and there's the example of how it's done. And if anybody wants to see it, just Google his name. And but this was someone that was affiliated with the Democrat Party, and they caught him. So it just makes you wonder, in this last election, other people that are calling in are wondering whether there was some fraud. I'll bet you there was, but somebody's got to prove it. This registrar did, and maybe it's just other people have to dig a little deeper.
You know, I've always said, until we can find a smoking gun, and it might be something like James O'Keefe of the Project Veritas, where on a hidden camera, somebody's sitting over a white wine and appetizers and explaining how they do this. And what the formula for fixing an election or fraudulent voters and things like that, until you get something like that and there's a smoking gun, Democrats are going to say, okay, that one example that you just cited, name me 10 others. And the problem is there aren't 10 others a lot of times. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. I would love for us to be able to have, I mean, it's similar to, you know, we all want the system to work. I mean, it's like the tax system. What we hate is the inequity of it, that my vote doesn't count as much as your vote does, that two identical people making the same amount of money with the same wife and three kids and the three-bedroom home, and one guy has a good tax attorney and ends up making out great with their taxes, the other one gets slammed. And that's not fair. And all we want is fairness. You know, I'm a big believer in, at some point, you know, ideas will win out. Ideas will win the day. Stick around. Coming up, my buddy Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He's back in Indian Wells. We'll talk with him, and we'll find out. I mean, believe it or not, Dems are having a field day as a blue state is becoming bluer in the People's Republic of California. We'll talk about that and more, and we'll get to your calls. If you're holding, stay where you are. We'll get to your calls coming up in our next half hour. As we continue live and local now. Another one bites the dust. Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help Wounded Warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.